is the Chris Abraham Show.
Hey there, this is Chris Abraham, season six, episode 30. Trente. It's not these nuff, it's not quatre-vingt, it's not these nuts. All right. Sorry about the noise. Hopefully that gets AI scrubbed out. Let me see, make sure that this is running. Alexa, what is the word in German for 30?
30 in Germany.
30. I knew that. Just German is getting further and further away from my knowledge. Makes me very sad. 30. Sorry about all the noise. Checking for wallet, phone, and keys, please. Ooh, look, napkins. Anyway, welcome to the Chris Abraham Show. This is season six, episode 30. My name's Chris Abraham, and I am going to be being quiet a lot. Hopefully the, what is it called? Hopefully the silence remover will work. It is Thursday. It is show day for No Agenda. So we'll see what happens. Good morning. Good, thank you. And you? Good. It's a beautiful day out. It's cold, but it's beautiful.
Yes, it is. I'm tired. I did a lot.
Oh, good. You're already productive. It's not even 10 o'clock.
I'm not working today at all, but I have a lot of things to do. I did kind of cannot on screen and put that off.
See, I think you've forgotten what a day off is.
Yes.
I know women like you. The day off is busier than the day on. You're like all the things on your to-do list. Well, I hope you enjoy it. Are you going to B or one?
One. Me too. Please, thank you.
If you were going to go to B, I would have gone with you. Because, you know, it's not like it's that far. All kinds of errands, huh?
Yes, today's never going to be day we call. No.
It'll be, I think you're okay. It'll be in the 40s.
40s? I just really warm.
But it's not going to be like 50s or 60s, so yeah, I think you're fine. Heart. Perfect. After you.
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome. Good luck today. Thanks. Good morning. Have a good day. Thank you.
Feel bad. It's kind of good.
You're too fast. You're too fast for the door. I know. You're like a rocket ship.
I drink my lactate milk with organic green tea from Japan.
Yeah.
When you make this, I feel like, you see, I'm 10, I'm skinny, but when I drink this every morning.
You feel like the Hulk. Good.
It's like a vitamin for my bones.
No, it's awesome. I need cups and cups of coffee for that kind of energy.
Let me tell you something. I cannot drink coffee. Doctor take me out of coffee.
Yeah.
Because I have acid reflux.
Yeah.
Terrible acid reflux. Plus, I have gluten intolerance. So the doctor take me off. 20 years, I did not drink coffee. I don't drink coffee. I love coffee, but too bad.
I had to argue with my doctor. I gave up drinking for coffee, so, and only black coffee, so I can't even have milk or anything.
So you don't drink is good.
And I also don't drink coffee after 3 p.m.
Oh,
I even taught my barista, the guy at the cafe, I told him, don't serve me coffee after 3, so that I don't have that acid reflux when you sleep. That's the worst.
I used to go, I'm going to take the bus.
All right, me too.
I used to take when I knew they wanted to say coffee, chocolate, hot chocolate.
Yeah, yeah.
Those two things.
Mixed together. Oh.
I drink them separately.
Oh, okay.
I buy the best chocolate to make hot chocolate. Oh my God, doctor told me both of them are not soup. I used to go to the emergency room every month
Are you a French speaker?
French. I speak French.
Okay, so I can hear it's
can
like
hear
yeah. Those
Canadian people. So I go to Canada a lot. My sister, I have three sisters live there.
So, café et chocolat.
Café et chocolat.
C'est magnifique.
Yes, c'est bien ça. C'est magnifique.
Et délicieux.
Et délicieux. Each month, I went for the Amazing Singing Symphony two times.
Oh.
They get tired of me. They say, you don't like yourself. You refuse to give up coffee and hot chocolate.
Is it a chocolat show or is it just...
No, chocolat show.
Chocolat show.
Chocolat show. But the chocolate that now the doctor made you buy, I can eat chocolate that made you eat four times a month.
Yes.
But I have to buy the best one at the health food store. Or
yes.
Any one.
And that works?
It works.
Good.
It works. But I don't drink hot chocolate. I don't eat chocolate every day. They say five times a month for the month.
Well.
See, I did not want to follow those rules.
No.
That's why I was sick.
Oh.
So, now I talk to myself, I ask for prayer in my church.
Yes.
And then they talk to me, counselor, spiritual counselor, has you listen, Nadia, the food not gonna, you know, when you give up something, it's for your health. That's just I won't live longer. I'm gonna have pancreas cancer.
Oh no.
Pancreas specialist. And you know who saved my life? Dr. Alex on TV.
Really? Oh, because of the thing you're drinking.
Because of all of the food. And then
you know how many people laugh at him, right? I mean, he you know what I mean? Like lots of doctors don't like it when you give advice that doesn't include medicine, right?
Really? Yes. You know, I watch Dr. Oz every day at work, and I take notes when I was suffering like that.
Yeah.
So specialists could not find what was wrong.
Yeah.
And my main problem was gluten, no wheat, no barley. Low life. Not supposed to have those three things.
Yeah.
Plus the acid reflux, tomato, no tomato.
Yeah, I'm not allowed to eat any tomatoes either. If I have pasta with red sauce too, like any type of pasta, that is gluten and red and tomatoes.
Oh, yes, gluten and tomato?
Yeah, and also pizza is gluten and tomatoes, right?
No, I buy the gluten pizza, but it's...
Are you going that way or this way? All right, well, I'll cross with you and then I'm going this way. Oh, you crossed the road with me even though. Okay. What is your name?
Nadia.
Nadia, I'm Chris. Je m'appelle Christophe.
Oh, Christophe.
Enchanté, Nadia.
That's him.
Tout à l'heure. Ciao.
Je vais prendre le bon stop.
Bon. Au revoir. All right, that was... awesome beginning to season 6, episode 30, Chris Abraham Show. Good morning. How are you? Good. Thank you. Getting some of the vitamin D. Yeah, and a smoke. It's a perfect morning. Have a good day.
Goodbye.
So, for those of you who think I live a boring, destitute, terrible life, I do, but it's populated by some amazing people from around the world. So, this is episode 30. Today I was going to talk exclusively about aphantasia. Aphantasia is really, the more I realize it, is so crazy, right? I know you might think it's crazy, but think about this. Every single time you ponder into the distance and make images and memories in your head and sit there imagining or daydreaming or get lost in your daydreams or put yourself back in the memories that you have with your families and friends. Put yourself back in the memories as a child or on your last holiday to the point where you can feel the warm sand between your toes and you can feel the salty rim of your fruity drink. Just imagine if that was stripped away from you and all you had was, you know, access to textual memories, access to, you know, what things you've done, you know, when you did them. Good morning. You know where you've been in your life. You know who you know, but you're never haunted by memories. You're never buoyed by memories, or you don't have access to a giant long-term arrow that, you know, you can't visualize your perfect life and then, pardon me, have a persistent arrow at you, slowly adapt, if you will. It's not the kind of thing where you have, like when I was sailing with Mark from Acapulco to L.A. On sail, on wind, you have to tack. And by tacking means if you had an engine, you could just steer straight there and make adjustments based on, you know, various and sundry things. Or you could have your auto helm keep on, if you will, autonomously realigning your boat, your ship, your sailboat to northeast. Or in the age of GPS, you can have your auto helm bring you directly to where you're going without ever needing to be at the helm. But, and all you need to do when you tacking is a method of using the wind. And it means that, you know, you oftentimes get out of true with your direction in life. But because you have a clear idea of what your life is going to look like, you have this ability to constantly steer your boat back towards your destination, no matter how far off you go. And if you really have a catastrophic failure and you do not decide to take your life or change your plans, you have at least the makings of a recovery plan based on your original goals. You might have to change your route entirely, but you have this magic ability to visualize things. And these visualizations can be, you know, I guess the word, is the word tactical? Tactic, haptic. Can be physical, can be visual, it can be auditory, it can be... It can be audible in terms of hearing your voice or the voice of your mom or the voice of your dad. It can be your own voice speaking to you. And I'm told by Mark that one big sign of schizophrenia is not that you actually have the hallucinations, because all y'all are having hallucinations all the time. It's that you don't know who's providing those hallucinations. Once those hallucinations become third party and you hear voices, you don't produce voices or become part of kind of a fantasia world or hyper fantasia world where the visualizations are allowing you to either remember things or relive things or re-experience things or be motivated by past successes or you know, on the other side, most of all, y'all, when you say trauma, you mean things like when people used to talk about acid flashbacks, right? And acid flashbacks are, I assume because they terrorize people, those are memories that you can't control kind of effing with you. Or, and the closest thing I can understand is that I do have technicolor dreams, and most of them are quite mundane. However, once in a while, I'll have a stress-based nightmare or panic attack, like inducing experience in my dreams. And I assume that's what flashbacks can be for people who have trauma. Like, I remember things and I have feelings, but I don't have any memories. So what I perceive as memories, I get based on feelings that I have associated with behaviors I did or didn't do, things I succeeded or failed at. I don't have the ability to go back and see them. Now, this might not seem like a big deal, but why don't you reconsider your life with those definitions, right? It's like pretty interesting. I don't know. Good morning. Can be pretty intense or terrorizing, right? Like if you don't have the access to those things anymore that you've always had. Like I've never had them, so honestly, I don't know what it's like remotely, but I think it's a little bit like losing your sight. I mean, can you imagine losing your sight? Seems like pretty mind-blowing. I can't even imagine. Can you imagine? Or losing your hearing. Like, it's literally something that I see people, now that I recognize it, it's so thoroughly woven into culture and so thoroughly woven into the world that it's pretty mind-numbing to think that what I used to think was completely poetic license. I thought that, you know, memories and people having movie flashbacks and so forth were complete, like, ham-fisted ways that movies had of a...
Your please scan it now.
Like, awkward things that movies had to use to awkwardly explain, like, background information that would just require...
Your lookup of your extra care card was not successful.
That's a different thing, but... I want to...
Please place your bag in the...
So, like, I always thought that they were, like, really just... I thought they were really just kind of, like, heavy-handed ways of explaining background information and contextual information in novels and movies and so forth that would allow people to not have to deal with tons and tons of backstory or prologue or exposition. Turns out that it's just an analog for the way people understand life. I was,
Select number of... Scan coupon now. Touch the continue button if finished.
So,
your total is $27. Please wait. System processing. Thank you for shopping in PDF. Please remove all banned
items.
So, who knows what all that's going to sound like. Anyway, so I was sitting there. I've been calling up people. Like, my friend Mira tells me that everything that I say, if it's descriptive, something will pop into her head. It might be the wrong dog, or might be the wrong car, or might be the wrong situation. But she's an extremely highly intelligent woman and has a huge, strong hyperphantasia ability to manifest anything as if she had AR, not AR-15, but AR, which is, it's not adaptive reality, but like she's got a heads up display. I was watching Michelle, my cafe crush. I was watching her kind of do her work, and periodically she would peer out of the cafe window into the street. And I see chicks do that all the time. Like every day, these women are working, and out of nowhere, they'll just stop and they'll peer out of the window. Like when I peer out of the window, I'm like, ooh, look, a car. Ooh, look, a cute pair of yoga pants. Oh, look, a tank top. Oh, look, a Porsche 911. Oh, look, a Range Rover. Oh, look, whatever. Oh, look, here comes Claudia to work. Oh, there goes Zeta out of work, or, you know, that kind of deal. And when I leaned over to Michelle and I'm like, hey, I noticed you looking out the window. Were you in your head? Were you fantasizing? Were you fantasizing? Were you doing your work or doing your... Were you pondering? She's like, yeah, I wasn't even looking out the window. I was just pondering. Like, I was completely in my head doing all the work that wasn't on the page. I was coming up with plans and all that other stuff. And I have that experience too, but it's pensiveness. I go into my thoughts, not into my images. I don't even have HyperCard. I only have, it's an internal dialogue, but it's not a voice. It's just words, but not spoken words. It's like I'm talking now without vocalizing. It's basically like I'm talking to myself without moving my mouth, moving air through my larynx, using my voice box. It's not faster. It's not slower. It's just talking to myself in my head without my voice. It's not, if I hit perfect pitch on a song, or if I remember lyrics, or if I can't get a song out of my head, it's exclusively based on, you know, da-da-da-da, da-da-da-da. I don't actually hear music in my head. I don't hear any version of music in my head. I don't hear chords. I don't hear melodies. I don't hear bass lines. I don't hear... C sharp, none of that stuff. If I remember that a bird goes cheep, 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 it's because I remember that the bird goes cheep, 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 and not because I can hear the sound of a cheeping bird in my head. I know that a Hawaiian rooster goes, ka-ka-ka, cuckoo. Not because I can hear cuckoo in my head, because I've memorized the sound of a rooster as cuckoo. And I think I might have confused that with maybe a peacock, which I think goes something else, or a turkey. So all of my memories of sounds are phonetic, or is it omnomenopoeia, whatever the word is that means it sounds like it's said. It's not from hearing the caw of a crow or the cock-a-doodle-doo, cock-a-doodle-doo. And I remember the sound of the koki based on the name koki. Koki, koki, koki. So, I mean, none of it ever has to do with anything going auditory in my brain or in my mind. I emulate, you know, the sound of a car based on what I know a car sounds like, but I only get to hear it for the first time when it comes out of my mouth, if that makes sense. So Michelle is not peering out the window like a puppy would outside of a car, or like I would. Looking out the window is only interesting as long as there's something out the window to look at. I feel like I might have really disappointed my mom, because my mom and dad are very visual people, and I think they moved to Hawaii and didn't feel bad about it because they thought that they were gifting me with lots of memories. But I don't take memories. I don't collect memories. If they're not photographs, which I never feel drawn to looking at ever again because I'm not visual-based, if I stumble on them, I'll be like, oh yeah, that happened. But there's no hunger to feed, right? So my parents, by taking me to Hawaii, they stole things to do from me. Things that I like to do in New York City that just were not available, either because we didn't have the kind of money in Hawaii or access to grandparents and uncles and aunts who could pay for things. And so it became a world where I never really strove to expose myself to majestic things because they were completely ephemeral. Like, there's no holding on to them. The internet's really great because Facebook periodically will give me my memories back. Like, a year ago this happened, or Google Photos or Flickr or any of those other tools will be like, 11 years ago you bought this CZ75B in this amazing outside the waistband leather holster. I'd be like, oh yeah, but there's no way that I could ever manifest, you know, the image of the Glock 23 that Mark and I bought together on my birthday. My 40th birthday. I remember it from a picture. I know it had an OD, like, rubber grip on it, and it was a Glock 23. It was black on black, that kind of deal. But aside from that, nothing. Anyway, if you have any questions about aphantasia, I'd be happy to tell you, but I'm here at the library, so I've got to get going. So it is episode 30. Season 6 of the Chris Abraham Show. I'm Chris Abraham. Thank you very much, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye. Ah, fuck.
Thank you for listening to The Chris Abraham Show. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes. Until next time.